The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit is advising the overall COVID-19 risk level in the region as high because of week-over-week increases in cases, hospitalizations and deaths. The health unit is advising people use more layers of protection for themselves and those around them. This can include wearing a mask and not visiting crowded spaces. But those measures are voluntary. As always, the health unit strongly urges people not to leave home if they are sick and experiencing symptoms of illness. The health unit reported 206 new cases for the current week so far, and 464 last week, which is a 17% increase over the 396 cases reported for the week of October 2. As of October 19, there's an average of 40 cases of COVID confirmed in the region each day. Testing is limited and most cases are going unreported as people are testing at home. Today, October 20, the health unit confirmed 6 more deaths and 10 new hospitalizations since the last report on October 13. The most recent deaths include a woman and a man in their 60s, a woman in her 70s, and 2 women and a man in their 80s. All 6 people were from Simcoe County. 3 of the fatal cases were related to long-term care home outbreaks, and 1 to a hospital outbreak. There are 26 area residents currently hospitalized because of COVID-19. By hospitalization date, there were 4 COVID patients admitted during the week of October 2-8, and 5 admitted during the week of October 9-15. There were 8 deaths reported between October 9 and 15, and 4 reported between October 2 and 8. There are 39 active outbreaks in the region, including 35 at institutional settings like hospitals or long-term care homes, which is 10 more than last week, and 4 at congregate settings like group homes and shelters. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 52,282 cases of COVID-19, with 50,927 of those cases recovered and 589 cases ending in death. Of the deaths reported by the health unit since March 2020, 495 were COVID-19 related, 83 deaths were not related to COVID-19 but the person tested positive, and for 11 of them, the cause of death is unknown or pending. To date, 83% of the population aged 5 years old and up are fully vaccinated with 2 or more doses, and 18% of the region's total population, including children, is unvaccinated. Wastewater monitoring in Penetanguishene, Midland, Orillia, and Collingwood show COVID-19 virus DNA is present in each of the communities, but there's been no increase or decrease noted in the last week. Monitoring in Bracebridge shows an increase in virus DNA in the wastewater, and monitoring in Barrie shows a decrease. Anyone who has not yet received their COVID-19 vaccination or booster doses is encouraged to do so as soon as they are eligible. Information about eligibility and clinic locations is available at smdhu.org/getvaccinated.